are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Two suspects have been arrested in connection with the theft of fertilizer at ETG. Immigration has nabbed 45 individuals and secured 28 convictions. In international news, U.S. Envoy Bulos says Africa is important to Trump despite aid cuts. And in sports news, Florence Mueller has advanced to CAF A license module 3 in Liberia.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Mulenga. Police have arrested two suspects in connection with a break-in and theft at the export trading group, ETG Warehouse, in Lusaka's Chinika industrial area. The break-in and theft occurred between 18 hours on April 20, 2025, and 06 hours on April 21, 2025. Police received a tip-off that led to the apprehension of Sidney Muma, a 47-year-old man of Kanyama compounds. Mr. Muma was caught driving a white man truck used to transport the stolen fertilizer. He led police to Mumbwa, where Andrew Hamunji, 38, a businessman, was found in possession of 366 bags of ETG-branded urea fertilizer. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi said both suspects are in custody and the vehicle has been impounded as investigations continue. In a separate development, Leadership Movement Party Secretary General Jairus Ngoma has called on the UPND government to urgently address the high cost of living. Mr. Ngoma notes that there is need to invest in production and manufacturing for the economy to improve. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Ngoma expressed concern over the slow pace of development in the country. He adds that government should ensure that land is easily accessible to Zambians in order to promote the manufacturing industry. In another development, the Immigration Department has apprehended 43 males and 2 females for residing illegally in Zambia. These include 25 Burundians, 13 Congolese, 3 Zambians, 2 Rwandese, 1 Malawian and a Tanzanian. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says the individuals were arrested during an operation that was conducted on 22nd April 2025 in Kanyama, Matero, Chunga, Garden, Chilulu, Mutendere, Kalingalinga, Chamba Valley and Mutumbi. Mr. Nshinka further says the Immigration Department also secured 28 convictions, apprehended 26 individuals of different nationalities for various immigration offences countrywide, affected one deportation of a Congolese national, removed 18 persons from the country and refused entry to 9 persons for failing to meet entry requirements on 22nd April 2025. In a separate development, UPND Kawe District Information and Public Secretary Isaac Kambunji says he is confident that the country's economy will soon start improving. Mr. Kambunji notes that this will be made possible by the various investments that have been made in vital sectors such as energy and manufacturing. He is of the view that the business environment in Kawe and the whole country has been made conducive and Zambia will be able to attract investments. In international news, U.S. Senator for Africa Massad Boulos has said that President Donald Trump values Africa despite announcing sweeping aid cuts that have caused considerable humanitarian distress across the continent. Trump announced the aid freeze on his first day in office in January in line with his America First foreign campaign. Trump's recent tariffs have also raised fears of the end of a trade deal between the U.S. and Africa that is meant to boost economic growth. Mr. Boulos told the BBC that Africa is very important to Mr. Trump and downplayed reports that the U.S. was planning to close some of its missions on the continent. Mr. Boulos added that Trump highly values Africa and African people. Still in international news, South Africa has reversed the proposed VAT increase, which was meant to be implemented next month. The Treasury issued a statement shortly after midnight today. The VAT rate was scheduled to rise to 15.5% on 1st May 2025, but will now remain at 15%. Treasury says the decision was taken after considering recommendations of the parliamentary committees and extensive consultation with political parties. The proposed 0.5 percent points has seen political parties putting pressure on Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to reverse the decision. Tensions have been mounting in the Government of National Unity, with the Democratic Alliance and Economic Freedom Fighters challenging the proposed VAT increase in court. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zanaco Ladies coach Florence Mwela is back in Liberia for Module 3 of the CAF A Licensing Coaching Course. Currently underway at the Liberia Football Association LFA headquarters in Monrovia. The prestigious CAF Elite Level Coaching Course, being hosted in Liberia for the first time since 2014, has brought together top coaching talent from Zambia, the Gambia and Liberia, with a focus on empowering coaches in high-level technical education. Module 3 places a strong emphasis on tactical development, advanced coaching methodologies and technical proficiency, combining both theoretical and practical sessions to ensure a holistic learning experience. As part of the program, participants will also benefit from an expert's insights on the laws of the game with former FIFA referee Alex Ngabo presenting updated interpretations and guidances on Tuesday. Coach Mwela is participating in this elite training as a beneficiary of the FIFA Women's Development Program under the Coach Education Scholarship Initiative, which supports the growth and professional development of women in football coaching. And on that sporting note, we have come to the end of the lunchtime news. For more upfront and reliable news every day, do follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. Two suspects have been arrested in connection with the theft of fertilizer at ETG. Immigration has nabbed 45 individuals and secured 28 convictions. In international news, U.S. Envoy Bulos says Africa is important to Trump despite aid cuts. And finally, in sports news, Florence Mwela has advanced to CAF A license Module 3 in Liberia. And the lunchtime news, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Good afternoon.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
Looking for the best deals on mobile phones, accessories, laptops, desktops, video cameras, Bluetooth speakers, photocopying machines, tripod stands, television sets, CCTV technology, projectors and more? Chonde Mobile Center has got you covered. We bring you top brands at unbeatable prices. Whether you're upgrading your gadgets or need reliable tech solutions, we are your go-to store. Visit us today at shop number 34 Chachata Road, opposite Anti-Corruption Commission, and shop 171 Unique House, corner of Chiparamba and Freedom Way, opposite Limbada, Lusaka, and enjoy amazing discounts. Call or WhatsApp Chonde Mobile Center on 0977-264-683 or email sikazwechonde@yahoo.com. Chonde Mobile Center, a phone shop with a difference.
The Zed Shakedown.
With the program.